Welcome to the Philip Wiley Show. Take a look behind the curtain of professional hacking and hear compelling discussions with guests from diverse backgrounds who share a common curiosity and passion for challenges and their job. And now, here's your host, offensive security professional, educator, mentor, and author, Philip Wiley.
Hello, and welcome to the Philip Wiley Show. Today, we're continuing the series, Be Secure Online, or actually Be Safe Online, and have Sharia, joining me again today from SquareX to share with us some more details on malicious file detection within SquareX. So welcome back, Sharia.
Hi, Philip. It's great to be back on the show.
That's good to have you back. Always interesting to learn about the new improvements to SquareX. And so I look forward to what you show us today.
So today, actually, we'll cover two things. So firstly, we will talk a little bit about the archives, that is the zip files. So in the previous parts of this, the malicious file series, we have already talked about how, malicious documents are, how we scan them, how there is file type mismatch, how we do the scanning on the Gmail, how we do the scanning, on any website using the download interceptor feature. So today, we'll focus a little bit on how the scope of, scanning of zip files are, how we are doing it differently. And in the second part, we'll talk a little bit around the new features that we are introducing in the Download Interceptor to make it more secure for people. Yeah. So, let me actually share my screen. That will make things easier. Just a second. So, if we talk about zip files in general, let's say, I send a zip file with some files inside, over an email, they typically show up like this. So, let's say I have an email that says, there's an invoice attached and there's a zip file there. It says, scan by Gmail. And the way Gmail does it is that they are extracting the contents of the zip file, doing the scanning of the individual files. Now, this works here right now. However, if I go to, any sort of file, which is, let's say, password protected, then in that case, it gives a warning because it does not know what the password of the zip file is, right? And without knowing the password, it can't actually decrypt it and it can't really scan the contents. Now, we have already seen that, how limited, the scanning options were when we were dealing with, malicious documents and office documents in general. So the same applies for zip file as well. The kind of scanning parameters and the kind of, the scanning capabilities were there for an individual office document also extends to when those documents are inside the archive. So in this case, it says like, this is scanned and, it looks like nothing suspicious to them. But in actual, this actually contains something malicious. Now, feature-wise, it's exactly same as how we do for the malicious document. You simply go to the SquareX extension, you go to the smart integration, and you enable the scan for malicious documents setting, which is the same for any normal document. So let's say, I refresh this page, and now when I go back to this one, it quickly scanned this file and marked it as a malicious document. Now, when I click on this, it shows like it was a zip file, and it has been flagged as malicious. And if I look at the technical details, it shows like it has three office files inside. So the first one is a macro-enabled Excel file. Then there is a old legacy Word document. And then there is a modern Excel file. So this one appears to be safe. However, these two have something malicious. Now, the same capabilities that we had before, which showed like a technical analysis of a specific Office document, also extends here. So if I click here, you can see like, it has been flagged as a malicious document. And in the metadata, it also shows the path. So there's a folder called yo inside that zip file, which contains this Excel file. And rest of the details are similarly shown here that tells, what is actually wrong with this. So you have your IOCs, and it also has, an indicator of there's a shell command, which is trying to run an executable. It's downloading some exe file and then executing it. So all these details that we had before are also available at an individual flattened file list level that you can view here. So it's quite convenient for people, they don't really have to, worry about unzipping it and running a scan over it. And the scan is available right here on the browser. Now, coming back to the password protected one. So, of course, like right now, there is no way to know what the password is, right? However, if you look at here, there is right now no option to actually even enter the password and see what the scanning details are. And that is where we come in. So we basically give you an option like, this requires a password. So when you click here, it will ask you for that password. So let's say I enter that password here. Let's say I put something wrong. So it will do the scanning and will say, like this does not unlock the file. So if I enter the correct password, it will do the scanning and then I have the results with me. So it's actually the same zip file, but it was just password protected. So it again gave me similar results in the sense of, two files being malicious and one being safe. Now, as we have, talked before, all the features of SquareX sort of integrate very well together. So here also we have the open and safe file viewer. So now let's say I want to access this file. I still want to see what it is inside. I can still use the open and safe file viewer option. And then what this will do is that this will upload the specific zip file inside the disposable file viewer. And then I can go ahead and open this Excel file if I want. So those capabilities sort of extend here as well, like all these features work in coherence and you can actually use the same to open the file here as well. Now, another point is that it's often required to know that to make the whole process pretty easy. So let's say, I talked about here, like how the password was not available. Now, what we did was that we went a few steps more ahead and we basically introduced a feature where let's say, you have your password available in your email body. Then in that case, we sort of pick it up and automatically scan it for you. And the best part is like all of this is happening inside the browser. So none of your email body, none of your attachments, like nothing is going to the cloud when the scanning process is happening. So you can see like this is the same pwd.zip file, which I showed on the previous email. But in this one, it did not ask for a password. The reason was that it found like the password was present in the email body itself, and it used it to automatically scan it. So if I click here, it will just behave like a normal analysis of an unencrypted zip file. But in actual, it actually contains a password protected files. So as you can see, that Gmail warning is still there, asking you like they could not scan it because it contains some sort of encrypted data. So yeah, so this makes it a little easier, for users because they don't really have to click on it and enter the password. Of course, but when we don't have the capability of having the password on the same email, then in that case, we ask them for the password and we still provide an option to, enter the password and then continue the scanning back. Now, since we are talking about the zip files in general, a lot of attacks have recently happened where, files have been renamed and we have talked about them a little bit in the previous sessions. But the same thing is something that we will detect here as well. So let's say, there's a file here, which was actually a zip file, but someone renamed it to JPG file and sent it via Gmail. So even in that case, we will identify it as a zip file. We will use the password from the email body and still do the scanning. So when I click here, you can see like, this has been flagged as malicious, but we have detected a file type mismatch as well. The correct format should be .zip file. And then rest of the analysis looks similar. So, it also expands on the file type mismatch capabilities that we have seen before. And it also detects if a zip file has been renamed to any other file. So, it sort of reduces the ways in which attackers can reach out to you and gives you much more flexibility on specially scanning something suspicious that you get over an email. Let's say, there's an unknown person you have never interacted with before and they sent you a zip file. Now, the only way I would have is like to maybe download a zip file, upload in some software, take out individual content, but this provides you to do all these scanning within the browser itself. Now, the same goes for safe files as well. So, let's say there were some files, but, they have content safe, then in that case also we will, find like if the password is available in the body, we use them. Otherwise, we'll just mark them as a required password and then people can enter those details to, continue the scanning and then see, like, you know, the file itself was safe. So yeah, these capabilities like extend to all sorts of zip files, and whatever, you know, malicious document detection we were doing have been extended to the contents of the zip file. Now, one very interesting thing that happens with zip files is actually recursion. So there have been attacks where, you know, just to make the whole process of scanning complicated, people often put zip files inside another zip file. And that sort of, you know, creates more problem for scanners because you have, like, you know, multiple zip files going inside and inside. Now, and often, you know, some attackers are even more smarter. So what they do is that they put a zip file with a different password inside another zip file. And then on the email, it'll mention, you know, like, you have to extract it, and then you have to enter that password, and then the inside file will open. And often people, you know, follow those instructions blindly because they find it to be too technical, and they end up, you know, losing their data or compromising the machine. So here we are also taking care of recursive. So, of course, you know, there are some limitations on sharing of recursive files, which have been done by most of the platforms. So if you see here, this one, which is recursive.zip, this contains like one level of recursion. So there is like a zip file, and inside that is an encrypted zip. So in this case, we have marked it as partially scanned. So if you open it here, you can see, like, you know, there's a zip file inside which contains a password, but there was also an Excel file which was safe. So this we were able to, you know, do a partial scan and then mark it here. However, if I want to do a full scan and I want to see, like, you know, what actually is inside this one, I can choose this additional option that we provide called rescan with password. If I choose this, I can basically, you know, enter the password of that particular zip file, and I can continue the scanning. And once the scanning is done, you can see, like, you know, the whole thing is flattened out, and I've identified, like, there are two files which are malicious, right? So it basically provides you a way to, you know, overcome such kind of problems where there are like encrypted files inside another zip file as well. Now, like I said, you know, it's always like platforms do put restrictions. So for example, if we talk about Gmail, if I had the original zip file as encrypted as well, and then the inside file is also encrypted, then Gmail will just not allow me to upload it. So let's say, you know, I'm trying to write a small email here, and I try to upload this file called as a recursive password. You can see, like, you know, it has been blocked for the security reason. The reason for that is because this particular file has an encrypted file, and inside that encrypted file is another encrypted file. So this sort of, you know, even for legit files, it might be a little problem because you won't be able to ever share them. However, if I go ahead with a normal, you know, password protected file, it will allow it, even though it was malicious.
And that SquareX is blocking it?
Yeah. So what we are doing is, like, you know, if we are sending this email and the receiver has the SquareX available, we basically flag it for the receiver. Now,
yeah, very nice.
Yeah. Now, if we talk about some other platforms, like, for example, you know, I have WhatsApp here. So WhatsApp actually allows, they do not do any sort of scanning, and they do not have provided any sort of restrictions on the file. So you can see, like, this recursive pwd.zip, which was something which this was not allowing to upload, actually goes through WhatsApp. Now, again, the question comes, like, you know, if I have like such a recursive thing, like, you know, there's an outside password and there's an inside password, how will I protect myself from, you know, from such a thing? So for that, we have this feature called as Download Interceptor, which we have already covered in, you know, previous sessions. So those capabilities also now have the option of scanning malicious zip. So I simply have to go here, enable my interceptor, and I'll enable the scan feature, right? And now what will happen is, like, let me just refresh this. Just a second. So let me just share my screen back. So if you can see here, you know, I have my WhatsApp reloaded. And now if I try to download this file, you know, it quickly flagged it as a required password. And when I click here, it will ask me for that password. And then, you know, this did not unlock it. So I entered the wrong password. Now, if I enter the correct one, it did the scanning and it found out that there is another zip file inside, right? And then there is the safe file. So if I want, I can do like a full scan. Now, it might happen that, you know, recursion can go up to multiple levels. So if in case, you know, you have such a complicated state, you can enter like whatever passwords are for whatever zips are inside in one go. So let's say, you know, I have like multiple zip files inside. I can enter like passwords for all of them at once. And when I start the scanning back, it will do scanning up to all the recursion levels using the passwords that I have provided. So, you know, it just extends the whole the scanning part to, you know, to very high level of recursions. And in the end, you have your files marked as malicious, which most of the providers won't be able to do because they don't have this capability of, you know, entering the password, doing the rescan and things like that.
Yeah, it seems like you've really accounted for every scenario possible.
Yes. Because, you know, it's actually quite true that, you know, attackers have to win only once, but you know, whoever is like, you know, trying to protect you has to win every time. And that's what the whole game about security is.
So how does SquareX seamlessly scan password protected zip files?
So, you know, like I've mentioned before, in case of any normal files, like, you know, let's say you're using Gmail or using Outlook or any of the mail services, if a file is password protected, they don't really allow you an option to enter the password and then use the scanning service. However, we, as an extension, provide this capability. So people can actually enter the password and, you know, do the scanning. Now, to make the whole process seamless, like I showed, if the email body contains the password itself, we just reduce all the steps. So even if there was a recursion in place and we found, like, you know, multiple passwords in the body, then in that case, we simply are going to, you know, use those passwords from the email body in the browser itself without sending anything to the cloud, and then use it to make the whole process seamless by not even asking users to enter the password.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, now, you know, since we talked about zip files and since we talked about, you know, malicious files inside and, you know, recursion, there is one more feature that we have now added in the interceptor to make it much more powerful. So what we have now is a feature called as block downloads. So let's say, you know, you try to download a file. The way we were doing it before was that we would simply, you know, show a nudge on the bottom asking users to maybe, you know, open this file in the safe file viewer or open a disposable file viewer, or we'll do the scanning and inform here. However, the download was still going through. Now, to provide like a full-blown protection, we have now also added a capability where you can actually block the actual downloads from happening as well. So if I, let's say, you know, enable this option and, you know, let's say I go back to my my email, and if I try to download this, you can see, like, you know, my last download was, you know, this file, recursive PWD, right? I don't have this recursive or zip file on my downloads. Now, if I go ahead and try to download this, you can see, like, you know, it marked this, but it is now giving me an option to actually download. So it has not done the download yet. So I can actually look at here and I can take a decision if I really want to download this file, or else, you know, I can completely skip it. So it basically, you know, provides an option where you can actually block downloads from happening automatically in your browser as well. And then when you selectively want to choose if I really want to download this, then only use the download option. So if I click here, let's say, you know, it does the scanning, and then, you know, I can choose a download option, and then only it will trigger a download. So it basically adds like a added layer, and depending on the user preference, if they want to go ahead with this method, it also provides a better protection because, you know, you're still reducing the radius by not actually downloading the file by default. So yeah, so the interceptor now has, like, you know, all these capabilities. So, you know, blocking of downloads, scanning of malicious document in the interceptor, and of course the interceptor itself. So yeah, so this basically sort of, you know, expands the whole capabilities of disposable file viewer as well as the download interceptor.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing and nice the way you keep updating SquareX to provide more safety.
Yeah, that's good.
So yeah, thanks for showing me the updates. I look forward to seeing some of the future updates.
Thank you, Philip.
Well, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always great coming back.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to The Philip Wiley Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, to learn more about Philip, go to thehackermaker.com and connect with him on LinkedIn and Twitter at Philip Wiley. Until next time.